Welcome back to the Kauffman Show. Dave Kauffman, Jay Farrar, Mark Griffin, Jimmy G on the board. This one was for you, Jimmy. I know you like your Who. Got to keep the guy that presses all the buttons happy. It's one thing I've learned in this radio game, and I do have a lot to learn. Got to say, I feel a little weird taking Pat Hickey to task. Someone who I've been reading forever. Someone who I have a lot of respect for.
Well, let's make it clear. Pat Hickey is a great writer. I mean, he's been around for a millennia, it seems. I was reading his articles when I was a kid. I have a lot of respect for what he does.
Yep.
He is entitled to his opinion as well.
He is entitled to his opinion, but it's a misinformed opinion.
That's the problem.
And I, once again, I don't want anybody to think that we're unfair here. We reached out to Theo Fleury. We reached out to Pat Hickey. Theo was listening to our interview with Julie. So we'll assume he approved of what went on. Pat Hickey, our phone lines are always open to you. I believe you know the private number. I have sat in Melnick's studio while you've called it. So if you're listening, we would love to talk about this with you. And in the meantime, we've got Steve on the line, and he wants to talk about the Habs. Good evening, Steve. How are you, sir?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Enjoying listening to the show.
Thank you.
And, you know, I thought what I was calling in for was important, but after hearing all this terrible stuff about children, sex abuse and things like that, it's really what I had to say was really rather trivial.
Well, doesn't it feel that way sometimes? It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but just the same, it really does burn my arse, you know? There's something that really burns my arse. It's just how the Canadian publics, the fans, the ticket-buying fan and the non-ticket-buying Habs fan in Montreal can be taken for complete and utter imbeciles.
Continue.
We have a coach that has shown time after time after time that he's barely competent, and yet he's still the coach, and we're making moves based on ridiculous things, like our power play isn't working, so we have to make a move to get some power play specialist. We have the same guys as we had last year, and our power play was pretty good last year, actually quite better than average. We haven't lost anybody since last year. That was crucial to that power play. The problem we have is that our coach doesn't always put our best power play performers on the ice have a power play.
Steve, what about Wisniewski? He was a pretty key part of that power play.
Well, he was an important part of it, but, you know, everybody else did pretty well last year on the power play, even when Wisniewski wasn't on the power play. The only guy who was probably one of our worst power play performers last year was Scott Gomez over the whole course of the year.
Would you have recommended...
And guess what? Guess what? Who is surprised? Has it changed this year, you think? But Scott Gomez has played them 38 minutes of power play time this year, and we Canadians have scored a total of one goal during those 38 minutes that he's been on the ice during the power play.
Steve?
Like 19 full power plays.
Steve, where are you right now?
I'm in a car.
You driving?
No, I have to pull over.
Okay.
Good man. Good man, because we were getting a little worried there, Steve.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this for a while. Actually, it's gone so far, and, you know, I don't have as much time as I used to when I was younger to pay attention to this stuff, but I still love the Habs, and I want to see them win, and to have a coach that almost every game makes it worse. In fact, I put up two videos on YouTube, fired a coach just to show his stupid maneuvers that he does during every game. The Vancouver game, we had it in our basket. But instead of putting our best penalty killers on the ice at the end of the game, he's putting on guys that aren't as effective as other guys who are sitting on the bench.
Steve, I want to...
Nokalainen has played over 30 minutes shorthanded this season, and only one goal has been scored while he's on the ice.
Steve, I want to thank you for your call. The home of the Habs, TSN 990, thanks you for your call. I'll be sure to check out those YouTube videos. Calm down.
Yeah, he's
calm down.
Steve is fired up.
I appreciate the call, and we'll be more than happy to speak to you anytime. But you started off by saying, boy, this is some real trivial stuff compared to what's going on.
Right.
You know what? It's some real trivial stuff.
Only in this town, huh? Only in this town.
Do we get, honestly, do we get Habs fans more enraged than the victims of sexual abuse?
Yeah.
Paul? It's, I love this town. It's unbelievable. It is.
It's okay. We're open to talking about anything, I guess. I mean, you know, it's.
Oh, did I call
You know what? He lightened up the mood. I gotta give him that at least.
James Steven, thank you.
Did I call it by the wrong name? I didn't mean to. This is TSN 990.
What did you say?
There's no TSN in team, man. What's wrong with you?
There's no, yeah.
No, it's, I remember many, many, many years ago, I had a light affiliation with the Just for Last Festival. A friend of mine did and managed to snag me a couple of passes. And I was sitting at a bar in a hotel that I should not have been sitting at. I think the name on the pass was Keith Lane. I was Keith Lane that night. That's right. And I was sitting at this bar. I think it was the Hilton downtown. And I ran into Melnick. It was middle of July. Expos were stinking up the joint. What else is new? And I see Mitch, and this was when I sort of knew him just casually. And I start complaining right away about those Expos and what the hell is going on and why can't they win a game on the road and blah, 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 blah. And he looks at me and goes, why do you care? Step back a bit. You can't get that involved for every game and get that upset and that worked up. You have to remember that you love this game. You love watching this game. Take the joy out of it. No need to drive yourself off the road.
Part of the sick joy of watching the Expos is that they lost so often. You know, this is part of being a Chicago Cubs fan as well. It's not always fun when you're always winning. The Mets in the early 60s, that's an example. They drew more than the New York Yankees did, and the New York Yankees were winning World Series at the time. It's part of the joy of sports is losing, and most of the time, like in life, you're going to lose. That's what's going to happen. There's no use in getting some sort of cardio condition out of it.
Like there's kids in Boston right now who over the last, say you're 15, you live in Boston. Over the last 10 years, you've won titles in all four sports.
That's right.
They have no frame of reference of what it's like to just go through hell with your team.
I bet you that we could fill up the phone lines right now with TSN 990 listeners who do not remember June of 93.
We could. They're old enough to be up at this time
and
to call
in. That's right. It's a whole different generation of fans. I'm lucky. I was in the building when they won in 93. I remember it as vividly as I can, considering how long ago it was. I was 12 years old. I was there with my dad. I vividly remember after they won.
I had high school exams the next day,
yeah,
so that's how old I was.
I had elementary school graduation the day of the parade,
all right.
And nobody was allowed to go. Oh, if we were just a little older, the hell we would have raised. This is the Kaufman Show. Everybody's got to take a pill. Welcome back to the program. This is the Kaufman Show. Funnily enough, on Twitter, I am the Kaufman Show. Yeah, I can get behind this. There's no vanity at all in this game, eh?
I am the Kaufman Show? You just say that?
Well, you can follow me at the Kaufman Show on Twitter.
All right.
Okay. You are Jay McLean's Pub until you underscore McLean's
there
Pub.
There is only one, sir. There is only one.
Well, funnily enough, there isn't, and that's why that's your name, right? There is only one Jay Farrar on Twitter, and he has thousands of followers. He's a musician, right?
Yeah. Yeah. When I first went on Twitter, I went on Twitter before he did, and within the first week, I had like 200 followers, and then they realized that I wasn't him, and very, very disappointed, and my count went down to about 100. There are still people who think that I'm that Jay Farrar.
Well, maybe you should stop releasing all those songs.
Well, okay.
Stop thinking it.
Stop putting links to his website. Maybe I should stop doing that, I guess.
You know, I didn't even realize this. We have Jay Farrar, the famous musician, across from me. And to my right, I have former Expo and Dodger Mark Griffin.
See, I get him, and I also get a guy in a boy band named Mark Griffin, who's in a band called 2 AM Club or something.
Oh,
like
God.
Yikes.
I think he's got dyed blonde hair. He's got the works.
And we have Dave Kaufman, who owns a deli in Yonkers.
What do you mean, a deli?
I don't know. There's got to be a Dave Kaufman who owns a deli somewhere. It's a good name. It's a good deli name.
Speaking of, if we have any people who own delis on this show, I'm being very negligent right now. I need to send Bill Shakin from the LA Times smoked meat, and I need to figure out how to do it. It's not as simple as putting smoked meat in a FedEx package and sending it.
Oh, why not?
Because I want it to be edible by the time it gets to Los Angeles.
If it's vacuum packed, it'll be edible.
It's Christmas time right now. There's
smoked meat. It doesn't go bad.
All right.
We should have had Anakin bring in.
Wow. That was
stupid. Wouldn't have done that. He would have ate the damn thing on the plane.
No, Jimmy. No, we can't do it, Jimmy.
Oh,
we can't
God.
Do it. Jimmy is my resourceful producer, and he very quickly pulled up Mark Griffin's 2 a.m. Club, but I can't do it.
They'll start calling us the 2 a.m. Club because we're literally that.
Literally, yes. Yeah. It's like the breakfast club.
We don't need that.
want to thank you all for your phone calls and emails and tweets tonight. Please give us a shout on the Facebook page of The Kaufman Show. Click like, and I'll appreciate you for life. And feel free to, for life, why not?
Of course, why not? Yeah, you're not going to get rid of them.
I mean, unless you click unlike, and then you're my mortal enemy for life.
There's an unlike button?
I thought so.
I wish there was.
Can't you like and unlike things? What if your tastes change?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I thought maybe a dislike button. That's what I would like. A dislike button, because there'd be J for R dislikes all over the place.
514-790-0990, 1-866-896-2546. By all means, give us a shout. Phone lines are open, and we do love hearing from you. Wow, do you guys elevate the discourse on this show? Without our callers, where would we be?
They're the key. That's what we want to do. There are social implications here, and we want to hear from the people.
Incredible night. I'm still blown away by all that we've been through tonight, and we've barely even touched on the Monday Night Football game. It's almost shocking. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Perry on the line. Perry, where are you from?
How you doing? I'm from Montreal, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Perry. Thanks for calling.
No problem. I'm actually I work at Schwartz. Actually, and you guys had the smoked meat question, and I couldn't help myself but call in.
Perry, I love you.
Awesome.
Answer, yes, hook me up, man.
I'll be able to hook you up. That's not a problem. But sending it to LA, guys, is a very bad idea, whether it's vacuum sealed or not. Especially because in the vacuum sealed, it could stay up to 48 hours outside of the fridge. But usually with borders and everything like that, crossing the border, they'll probably keep it there for maybe a few days before it gets there.
Those bastards.
So the smoked meat might turn into rubber and roast beef by the time they get it down there.
So you think he's sort of out of luck then? That I just bribed this guy to come on my show from L.A. He's the head of the Baseball Writers Association
Under
of America.
Under false pretenses, Kaufman.
Should I send him some Carnotzel or something? Like, what do I do?
Well, you know what? Carnotzel's not a bad one because that one could stay outside more. But if you see, the thing is you know, the guy's nice enough to keep you on to come on the show. But if you send him smoked meat and the smoked meat gets green, I don't think he's ever going to want to be on the show again.
Yeah, I don't want to kill him, Perry.
The Carnotzel's not a bad idea. That one could go. But smoked meat from here to L.A., it will probably ship. It will probably take a good week to ship.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
We actually do it in store. We actually do the shipping in store, and we don't do it to the States. It could go to Vancouver within 24 hours. But in the States, it's that crossing the border that sometimes they'll go instant, but 99% of the time it's staying there for a few days.
So are you to tell me that there's money to be made off this?
Well,
we could start a Schwartz's Air.
I hope my boss is not listening, but yeah, there's money to be made down there, of course.
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean, there's nothing more thriving than the airline industry, so why don't we just buy an airline industry, call it Air Schwartz's, and just drop it off across the continent?
Well, let me get my checkbook.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. We're going to have to sell quite a bit of briskets, quite a bit of smoked meat to pay for those airplanes and the gas. I'll tell you that much.
Perry, when do you work? I'm going to come see you.
Tomorrow night, guys. 5 to close.
Done. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Take care.
Have a great night. Don't you just love our callers?
We have experts in every single field.
Perry from Schwartz's Deli. La charcuterie hebraic.
Hebraic.
Oh, come on. If you haven't seen that on a Miyuki Tanobi painting, where you never walked down Green Avenue.
Yeah. I drive down.
I have, in fact, seen you drive up.
Well, I was late. What do you want?
Well, I've had dreams about doing that.
What's funny is that's true. And that's, anyway, we don't have to say that.
No.
Oh, well, no.
Well, okay, yeah. Now, if you got any cops listening, let's just...
Oh, I'm sure we do. I'm going to get a call right now, and my license is suspended.
So, yeah, where were we before? We were thanking everybody for... thank you to Julie, of course, and thank you to Steve and...
Show's not ending. We're not
No. We're just reminding everybody of how awesome this has been so far. I have promised Julie that we will definitely get her interview up on the TSN website or the Facebook page as soon as possible. We will figure that out, as well as Danielle Bigra, who you can follow at Tricolore. His words were jarring. What courageous people we walk amongst, guys.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You know,
and you know what? Julie's article, when you read it, there's a softness to it. Although it is strongly worded, it's not an attack. It's an attempt at comprehension, an attempt at empathy. Think about what you say. Think about the people that are listening to you and reading your articles, and think about, you know, the I guess we'll call them survivors now.
Yep.
of this kind of abuse.
Mark?
Not easy to go on the radio when you hear thousands of people you don't even know listening to, just like when you post on the internet. It goes out everywhere and anywhere, and anyone can read it, and anyone can listen. So it's bravery in my heart, and I, like I said before, I applaud them.
Yeah, it's been an incredible night to be on air, and as much as we may have cursed Pat Hickey for writing this article, it really opened up a dialogue tonight. And continues to 514-790-0990. Wow, I really yelled at that guy for getting mad about the Habs.
You did.
Before,
you got,
eh?
You got a little, you know what? You got just as angry as he did at his anger.
Well, yeah, because it just seems misplaced. It just seems a little.
There's an intensity. There's an intensity, and you know, some people take this stuff real seriously. You should see it. You know, I work at a pub every night, and I work during Habs games, and it can get pretty hot in there sometimes.
Melnick just texted me, asked me if we had Hickey on, and if so, what did he say?
Well, not yet, unfortunately, Mitch.
Didn't answer, unfortunately, no. Lord knows we tried, but I think that whatever Pat would have said would not have compared to what Julie spoke about tonight on air.
No, but I'm sure Pat will come on strong when he does, and I would love to hear what he has to say.
I imagine that might be tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be doing the updates. So
you'll be here.
I will be here. I'm here till Thursday. Tip your waitress. Try the veal. From James, is it Stephen or Stefan? I guess it's Stefan. It's nights like these I envy you guys and the job you do. Awesome job taking these calls and being classy. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Something I don't get called very often. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Maybe Kaufman will figure out your name next time, and then we'll be even classier.
Seriously, it's not like Prokhorov or Medvedev.
Is there an E at the end of that?
No, Steven? It's Stephan.
Right.
Stephan. Stefan.
Stefan. Stefan.
It's open to interpretation.
Stefan. Maybe it's a Scandinavian thing.
Whatever it is, we appreciate
right.
him listening. It is James is what it is.
And James, okay.
When/if he calls into the show, we'll go with James.
James.
This is the Kaufman Show. I think it's time for some happy music, don't you all think? Welcome back to the Kaufman Show. I don't know if you guys heard the news this week, but Ryan Braun, turns out he's quite testosterone-y.
Brawny.
Wow, was that a shock on Saturday night when I heard that. And, you know, all I want to talk about is all the cool stuff that's going on in baseball right now, like how God put Albert Pujols on the Angels.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't know God was an Angels fan.
Yeah.
Angels in the outfield.
Deirdre Pujols, the Mrs. Pujols, spoke with a radio station. Actually, there's a funny story about that. Jimmy, on the second email I sent you, give us a little of that first track when you have a chance. Joy FM was the radio station that Mrs. Pujols spoke with. Joy FM is a Christian music station in St. Louis. It used to be the only classical music station in the St. Louis area. And you used to be able to hear this on the radio in St. Louis.
Mozart.
Yeah, a little Eine kleine Nacht music. Why not at 1:32 in the morning? So that's been replaced by Christian music, and the person who brought the station in was Albert Pujols. The Pujols family lobbied hard, and I guess much in the way that TSN 990 lobbied hard to get itself moved to TSN 690 in a few months. They lobbied hard because there wasn't enough religious programming and, well, I mean, classical programming, that's obviously the devil, right? So
what's the difference between classical music and Christian music?
Oh, no, like Christian rock.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
The Gentiles are hitting the guitars, are they?
The line in the Gentiles are the line in South Park was
so stupid.
That you take a rock song and you change all the words baby for Jesus. And
oh,
then you have Christian
work.
Music.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Pretty much. I mean,
a lot
again,
of thought going into that.
I'm not very well versed on it, but okay. Yeah, I'd much rather talk about Albert Pujols than Ryan Braun right now because, frankly, there's a lot to come out with this Ryan Braun story.
Right.
Early January is going to be the hearing. I'm hoping that we can get Tony DeMarco, the baseball guy from NBC, on. Somebody who knows a little more than we do. Maybe a doctor. Maybe somebody from WADA because that's where the test was run. Boy, that'd be a black eye for WADA if this ends up being a
nothing wrong with WADA. I drink it every day.
Hey. Badum-ching.
Hey.
Pujols, of course, his wife told the radio station that it was fitting that God would put them on a team like the Angels. Now, she said that the reason they're not staying in St. Louis is because he was offered a 5-year, $130 million deal initially. They bumped it to $230 plus another $30 deferred. But that would just lead to situations where he wouldn't feel the right amount of contentment. Knowing that he could be making a contract for twice as much for twice as long, you know, then maybe he wouldn't be such a jerk with everybody about those nice suits that he wears.
Worst that can happen is I can spill some on my $3,000 suit. Come on!
Hey.
The guy in the $4,000 suit is holding the elevator, but the guy doesn't make that in 3 months. Come on! Why don't I just take a whiz through this $5,000 suit? Come on!
You need a hand with that?
No, Al. I want to spill booze all over my $6,300 suit. Come on. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. So should.
Man, he's got to calm down. Unbelievable.
Is that the dude that called in before about the hat?
Could you imagine? Wouldn't that be funny?
He's angry.
I love Will Arnett. He's amazing.
Yes. Yes, he is.
And he's married to Amy Poehler.
Yes, Amy Poehler, who...
Griffin, how do you know these things?
Oh, come on. Everybody knows that Amy Poehler and Will Arnett are a couple.
Everybody except dumbass over here.
Well, we'll teach you something, dumbass.
Okay,
don't
thank
worry.
You.
Stick with
wait,
me,
wait
kid.
A minute.
Amy Poehler, of course, has a cameo on Arrested Development that's fantastic, where her and Will Arnett get married. They meet and get married the same night. And then he doesn't remember her name. And he goes through this whole thing where he's like, I'll just come up with a name that makes fun of the name. For instance, if her name is Cindy, I'll call her Crindy. And then says, if it's Amy, I'll call her Blamey.
Sounds a bit like Mulva from Seinfeld.
I guess it does sound a bit like Mulva.
if you want to go back.
Or Dolores, if you will. Yeah, I never thought about that. Wow, those plagiarizing thieves. They don't deserve to have their show back on. Come on.
All in the name of good comedy.
Absolutely. And speaking of good comedy, my last episode of Community was last Thursday night. And wow, does that make me sad.
Oh.
I know. I still haven't figured out how to campaign to bring a TV show back. I don't know how that works. I made some joke about how people sent in packs of peanuts to save that god-awful show Jericho. I don't know what they're going to do to save Community, but...
Is it canceled?
It's been put on hiatus.
Oh.
They're only getting 3 million viewers a week. Jay, if we had those numbers, man, oh, man.
We wouldn't be put on hiatus, that's
no,
for sure.
No, we'd probably be out of the graveyard shift. But good news, anybody who likes Donald Glover, Childish Gambino is his stage name. Are you familiar with the rapper, Childish Gambino, Jay?
Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
Yes, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you know he got the name?
How did he get it? He was an angry Italian guy?
Online, through a Wu-Tang name generator.
Wu-Tang name generator. That's how my brother got his name.
Merry Christmas, Troy.
Abed, you look gleeful.
Troy, don't you think it might actually be fun doing this Christmas pageant for the Glee Club?
Abed, we hate the Glee Club.
Yeah. I guess I just like liking things.
Abed. Look. You know I'd do anything you did, but I'm a Jehovah's Witness. We're not supposed to celebrate Christmas.
I've been thinking about that. I may have a loophole. What if you were a Jehovah's Witness that was merely pretending to be into Christmas, gathering clues and blending in to take down the holidays from within?
You mean like a spy investigating? Making it seem like I'm celebrating when actually I'm infiltrating Santa's operation?
Yoip! Going deep, cover back enemy lines, making everybody think I'm on the Christmas side. Rocking warm sweaters, hanging big ass lights. If the fat man can see me, yo, it's gotta look wet. I watch all the TV specials that I never could. I'll even cry during the sad ones like James Bondwood. And when the big night comes, it's time to set the bait. Cold milk, hot cookies. And he'll come down the chimney and it will be just him and me. But he won't know we're enemies cause I'll play sincere. Bring a trap, clap that, help him try, get on his lap. And tell him he can come back every year. Cause I am Jehovah's most secret witness. So I might have to dedicate my life to Christmas and act.
March 25th at Metropolis. Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, one of my favorite actors. I will definitely be there to see that. Hope to see you all there. And hopefully by that point, Community will be back on the air and give my Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. a little bit more purpose.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry I don't watch the show, so I have no idea what the hell you're talking about right now. But
Jay, yeah. It is I who feel sorry for you.
Oh, I see. I'm the deprived.
Mark, are you converted yet?
I don't own a television, but I'm going to rent the series.
You are the king of the internet. It's on Netflix. It's all over the place. Come on, man.
I have no excuse.
No, you don't. I am, Community needs you.
It does.
Your community.
And I need Community.
Your community needs
doesn't
you.
Doesn't own a television? What is it, the 50s? What do you mean you don't own a television?
Pretty much.
Is this more Donald Glover?
This is Childish Gambino.
Yes,
Heartbeat.
One and the same. One in the Heartbeat. Whoa. Hello.
It's got heavy.
Yeah.
Where are my glow sticks? I'm into this. I'm moving.
Stop massaging me, man. we're taking this to a whole different level now.
Yeah,
on the
what happened?
Show. I don't know, but we're going to take a commercial break and come back to some rock and roll. Dave Kaufman, Jay Farrar, Mark Griffin, Jimmy G on the board. This is The Kaufman Show. In the famous words of somebody who did this for a hell of a lot longer than I could ever dream to, and a hell of a lot better. We're running at a racetrack here on The Kaufman Show. And one day we will have this man in studio. And he will regale us with music and tales of sports. And we'll probably end up somewhere at the end of the night drinking Screech. Anybody remember that from the commercials? I believe it was Keith's ad when I was in university. Long before I knew who Joel Plaskett was, he was making money off beer commercials.
Smart men.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. People knock artists all the time for getting, you know, I mean, I remember the flack that Jimmy Page and Robert Plant got for their Cadillac ads during the Super Bowl and how, you know, Zeppelin was just the antithesis of, my grandfather drove a Cadillac. He definitely didn't listen to Zeppelin on his 8-track.
This note's for you, Neil Young.
That's right.
The whole song is about that.
That's right.
I ain't singing for spuds.
I ain't singing for, exactly.
Yeah.
For all sorts of things that he wasn't.
And then eventually
for.
He did. I think he released a song or some commercial somewhere did use his song.
Every one of the musical heroes that I have that I've met in my life look to Neil Young as God. I mean, like the way that Tim Tebow looks to God is God. These guys, the Gord Downies of the world, look to Neil Young.
Looks to God as God?
Well, I mean, if we want to talk a little Tim Tebow, it's...
Enough about this guy already.
Cleanliness is
I'm so sick of this guy.
Are you?
Yeah, who cares? He's winning football games. Big deal. I don't care.
Pretty sure that Matt Prater had something to do with the win. Kicking... 2 field goals, one from 59 yards.
Every quarterback.
I know it's Denver, but still a 59-yard field goal. Holy damn.
That's pretty cool.
Tebow was not saying holy damn. Let me just make that
clear.
No,
of course not. Of course not, because God, he looks to God as God.
Jay, you throw the winning touchdown, and CBS wants to interview you after the game. Who's the first person you think?
Oh, well, clearly you thank the Lord and Savior.
No, who? Not Tim, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I would like to thank myself for throwing that damn touchdown. That's what I'm going to do.
Mark?
I thank my mom. She brought me into this world.
And she can take you out. I'd thank the Academy.
The Academy?
Okay. He sure is some fodder for the sports media types that don't feel like talking about anything else, right?
Right.
There's, it's just the biggest, I mean, how he's not up for a Nobel Prize is beyond me.
It's annoying. It's annoying. I don't care. I don't care. Who cares? It's the Broncos. Who cares? I'm a Raiders fan.
I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are. How'd you do this weekend?
Geez, I didn't even watch the game. I lost so much faith last week when the Dolphins beat them. now I hear they fired Tony Soprano. Somebody's going to get a fish and paper about this. There are going to be repercussions, my friend. Well, I don't think these guys know what they're doing.
We definitely can't blame my man Miami Steve Van Zandt. I think he was probably in the underground garage at the time.
Right.
Little Steve, of course, was Silvio on The Sopranos. And I just read somewhere, I don't know the name of the show, but that he owns all the intellectual property to his character from The Sopranos and has created the spinoff series where, because of witness protection dealies, he moves to Scandinavia.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so down.
You're going to watch that?
For sure. Anything with little Steven? Absolutely.
You need something to replace Community?
I need a lot of things to replace Community. Okay. That is a clever, clever show. They did a parody on Community 2 weeks ago of the, what is the name? Mark, you'll know the name of it. The documentary made about Heart of Darkness.
Okay, about?
About Apocalypse Now.
Hearts of Darkness.
It is Hearts of Darkness.
Hearts of Darkness.
Yeah.
They did a full parody of Hearts of Darkness.
Wow.
They did a full parody of a documentary from 1979 or 1981.
That only a film school geek would have seen.
Well, you know, I didn't go to film school, but I love the movie. I definitely read Heart of Darkness in school several times at several levels and always got a little more out of it each time. But seeing their spin on it, it took me about 10 minutes to realize exactly where they were going, but absolutely brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on a whole other level, people.
What was that?
I don't know. It was me getting giddy with 10 minutes to go. It's okay. It's been a great day. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
And wow, do I love being on the radio with all you guys.
Oh, it's organic. We get the great stuff. It's life. I love it.
It's what, Griffin? It's, what did he say? It's organic?
Yeah. He did.
Oh, okay.
He did. What did you think he said?
I have nothing.
I
thought he got a little excited. I thought he got more excited than he really was, but I heard wrong.
No, not orgasmic. Come on.
I didn't say that.
No, you inferred it.
Oh.
We have a very smart audience, Mr. Farrar. You wouldn't believe how smart the people are that stay up late at night. It's because they've got all the things going through their heads.
They just can't sleep.
They just can't sleep. You know, when you're smart, you can't sleep.
You can't. Too much going up in the brain case.
And I imagine that tonight we have added to that. So
that's our job.
Let's leave this segment with Mr. Hockey-esque on Twitter, Dave Bedini and the Rio Statics on The Kaufman Show. Welcome back to The Kaufman Show. Dave Kaufman, Jay Farrar, Mark Griffin. Want to thank you all for all of your comments. Metric Julie's interview was very important for us to have done tonight, and I'm very happy that Julie allowed us to be the place for her to talk about it. And I don't know if she's still listening now or not, but we will be rebroadcasting the interview tomorrow during Melnick in the afternoon. And a lot of people will get to hear it. Julie has done a wonderful service.
And it's very much appreciated as well.
Wow, does it take balls.
It really does.
Oh, my God. You know, people don't talk about these things for a reason. There's a lot more people walking around sad than you think. And not just because they think Jacques Martin should be fired. Those are real things that people don't want to talk about. And I understand that. But anybody with the courage to talk, whether it's a day later, an hour later, a year later, they deserve nothing but the utmost of respect from all of us. So we're slowly closing down here on The Kaufman Show. And, boy, I hope you all join us next week. Where I'm sure there'll be something.
Will, yeah.
I think more people will.
Seems like Mondays everything goes down, so that's good. That's good for us. Yeah, I love it.
God, I love doing this.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Especially on nights like tonight, huh?
You
get something done. I know you well.
You know me from outside of this, and you knew me before when this was just sort of a pipe dream for me. And wow, do I love doing this. It is such a pleasure to be able to talk to you all, Montreal and points beyond. And we could see through the tweets tonight that it really is much larger. Much like the nation of Habs fans that feel a passion. Doesn't matter where you are. I've met Habs fans from Australia that know just as much and are just as crazy about it as you and me. And it is such an honor to be able to talk to you guys and to be able to talk about real issues. And I'm not disparaging anything or anyone's opinions by calling these the real issues. But it's a part of sports, it's a part of life, and sports is a microcosm for what's going on in our society, and we see it all the time, and we see it in the good, we see it in the bad, we see it in Jerry Sandusky and the horrible what he's done to those kids. We see it in the triumph of athletes like Clara Hughes, who do it all, multi-sports, give their all for their country for barely a buck. We feel it when we win a cup, and we commiserate when we don't. And yeah, there's a lot more commiserating when we don't, but it doesn't mean you guys shouldn't. It just drive safe and keep your damn seatbelts on. I mean, my God, this is not. Whether or not Thomas Cabrera fixes the power play doesn't mean a damn thing tomorrow. And you know what? Pat Hickey and the storm that he went through when he drove to Philadelphia and they trashed his car.
Poor guy. Jeez.
Let's see what happens tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
For Jay Farrar and Mark Griffin, Jimmy G, man, we love this town, and we'll be back next week. I'll be on Melnick tomorrow through Thursday. Check out the Kaufman Show on Facebook. Give us a like. I'll buy you a cherry Coke.
Nobody cares how much money you have. If you've got enough to get in a cab, there'll be drinks on the house. If your house burns down, there's a reason.